the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Super Center.
Okay, it's one of the things that's almost torn the show apart, because I, many years ago, had the courage, even as a young broadcaster, without much clout in this business, spoke out about Jim Nance and what he was doing to our country.
You got this.
And
he's one of the greatest announcers of all time.
Now, just not in my lifetime, he hasn't been that.
Yeah.
So maybe before I became sports aware of Jim Nance, he was fantastic. But every time I tuned into Jim Nance, particularly with the Masters, I was like, this is absolutely everything that the three of us would make fun of. But you guys were always so reverent and dropping to one knee every time he spoke. And I'm like, this guy sounds like a gay funeral director.
Okay, this is such revisionist history for long? 20 years? We've been coming on the morning after a Jim Nance ridiculous call and making fun of
it. We laugh at it. We've always laughed at it.
We do not take a knee. We've been making fun of it for 20 years.
Now, we've also said we wouldn't want anyone else doing the Masters or any other golf tournament for that matter. He's great.
Because he's so hokey.
He is a little, but that's part of it.
Well, I would disagree with that. There are other great golf announcers. Like, I think Dan Hicks is great doing NBC stuff. Tirico, when he does it, is great.
The NBC team puts me to sleep.
I think Hicks is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's good, but you would want them doing the Masters over Nance?
Oh,
yeah.
No, the Masters, because that's his baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everything the whole scripted final line is just so cringeworthy and eye-rolly. The way he just, and he, didn't he try to claim that he doesn't script those?
Yes,
they just,
he may not.
Yes,
they
did.
Come to him from Jesus at the last moment.
Yep, he tried to claim that, but we all know that's not true.
It's so stupid. And to be fair, I just said funeral director. George added in the word gay.
No, that's the way you first said it, because it was ringing through my head all weekend.
He always talks like he's a funeral director that's coming out to speak with the family. It's always in those hushed tones that your father was a great putter. I mean, it
does sound like he's
like,
delivering
terrible
news.
It's one of those exchanges that even if you're the family member, you're just wanting, okay, let's this guy say what he says, and then he moves on. We want this exchange to be over with as soon as possible.
His life is over, but He will always be a Masters champion.
I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you. We should be kind of loose. Our family want to sit here and talk amongst ourselves. We don't need your deep sympathies and all that.
All right, package the rest of this, because we're doing a Nance segment at 8:15 this morning.
Oh,
we're going to talk about Butler Cabin. We're going to listen.
Nailed it yesterday.
We're going to listen to some of his funeral director moments. So just hold on.
And he gets paid billions of dollars for that.
He does not get paid billions of dollars.
Almost. He gets paid way too much for that. But it's just, once again, another one of these guys that I came into sports consciousness as an adult, and I could clearly see that the emperor had no clothes on.
And we were already there on that mountaintop.
No, you were
talking
not.
Talking about it.
No, you were not.
Yes,
you
were, we were.
Both.
No, we weren't.
Nudging each other in the ribs going, look at the beautiful robe.
No.
Look at the beautiful.
This is such revisionist history.
I just gave you credit for describing him well. It really is like
you
a funeral
director.
You denied
that. You denied that he sounded like a funeral director.
No, I laughed along with you.
This is revisionist history.
No, it's not.
You know deep in your belly I'm right. What do you think about that?
I say tune in at 8:15. That's what I say.
Let me ask you this. Why do they, Nance or any other golf announcer, do they have to talk so quietly?
Sometimes they really do. Because they're right over the green.
Right. When the guy's putting out, I get it.
You can't say,
but when
8 feet away, this is for the Master. You can't talk like that. The crowd is
You don't
quiet.
Have to yell, but you can talk like this. You can talk in a normal voice like this.
Why
You're
are
fine.
You yelling? You're a foot from me.
It adds to the drama.
You know what? And I think if you've been at a tournament and you're standing around a green and you talk just like I am now, the player would back off.
Yeah.
Well, that's another problem I have with golf, too.
They do need to whisper.
Yeah.
That's another problem I have with golf. What's with this quiet environment that we have to have?
Okay.
Everything's so delicate. It's so delicate that we all have to make sure we're very quiet. Meanwhile, imagine Michael Jordan. I request silence when I'm driving down the court and trying to execute a very difficult shot. Okay, no.
Now you're getting into sacred territory. Now you're messing with the game. Just leave it alone.
Think of how many times we used to argue about golf, how you used to defend all that it needs to be quiet and it needs
this
stupid backing off a shot.
Well, if you want loud, go to a basketball game or a NASCAR race. You get plenty of noise there.
And I'm just saying, I get that it's a tradition that started a long time ago. And maybe it's a tradition unlike any other. Thank you, Jim. but it's not necessary.
No,
it's
not.
An athlete can hit...
Yes.
Or shoot a shot with people cheering.
Yes, same in tennis. You get quiet before a serve. Now, if we just changed everything right now, flipped a switch, where there could be constant loud crowd noise when you're teeing off or when you're hitting a serve, they'd be fine. The athletes would adjust in 1 minute.
Right.
So you don't have to have it. It's just the way these sports are. And there's not enough opposition like you... to change it. Everybody's kind of okay with it. Okay, he's over a putt. Let's be quiet. Okay, Joker is serving for the match. Let's all be quiet. And everyone's just okay with that.
And someday it probably will be different. Liv has incorporated some of that where you can hear the DJ two holes away.
Ryder Cups get rowdy.
Yeah, so we're probably headed that way. But can we just have...
Okay, but this is a different stance than you used to take. When I said this 20 years ago... You're like, no. The golf shot is the hardest thing in the world. It's hitting a round ball with a golf club.
It's the same thing with the tennis serve. It's not the concentration. It's the tradition.
Yeah.
They could concentrate just as well.
And we can change
just
the
like
tradition.
A quarterback with the crowd going crazy. It's very hard to throw a ball 20 yards downfield in a tight window, but they concentrate with the crowd noise.
Yes.
Pitchers, ninth inning of a World Series, they're concentrating.
But
golfers and tennis players
should
concentrate.
It took you 20 years and a lot of therapy to say what you're saying right now.
No,
I've said this forever.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I have.
Throw me up against the wall.
You've rewritten too much history.
All right. If that's the game we're playing, I'm about to rewrite your entire history.
You always do. You always like, no, man, Gordon, you always said Eddie Belfour was great. No, I didn't.
We're not getting back into
Okay,
Eddie
I need
Belfour.
Your help. Do you guys remember when we had Lisa Kudrow on?
Yes.
Do you remember what we had her on for? Lisa Kudrow, of course, one
of the show
friends.
Was she on starting her own new show?
That's what I was thinking. I was wondering if it was for that show, The Comeback, which was on HBO.
Where she was going to try to be funny for the first time. Was that?
Jesus, dude.
She's funny.
Hey, if you're going to make runs at Jim Nance, I'm going to knock down your pitcher.
If I'm going to make runs at Jim Nance, you're going to make fun of Lisa Kudrow. I just need a moment to understand what's going
on
here.
That's one of your revered. Oh man, you don't know. She's
no one has ever compared those two people.
She's the funniest woman in the world. Never
say she is one of the funniest women in the world.
See, that's what I mean. I think Jim Nance is one of the great announcers in the world. So well, if you knock down Jim Nance, I'm going to knock down Lisa Kudrow.
Okay, put that on a T-shirt. Put that on a T-shirt. If you saw someone wearing that out in the wild, mm-hmm. wouldn't that cause you to,
yes.
That's an odd T-shirt.
Yeah, just like the guy wearing the egg salad hat this weekend. I would have gone,
What's the egg salad hat?
It's a big thing at the Masters this weekend. Just a hat that says egg salad on it.
I'm insane.
I need to get one. It's
what
a
is
great
going
hat.
On with the world?
I don't know.
Don't we have World Wars breaking out? We got time to wear egg salad hats.
That was the thing. I noticed so many weird hats there. There's the egg salad hat. Guy standing behind Scotty Scheffler.
I thought about you too, Gordon. Man, that's a hat Gordon would probably wear.
This is so great.
You think we're there?
Yeah, we're getting there. This is great. I love it. Just such an unserious world now. I mean, heck, even let's wade into politics, shall we? Let's go to the Trump and the Pope going at each other.
Yeah, why not?
This is insane.
Did you see Trump's post?
Yes, and then he tweets out an AI-generated photo of him as Jesus.
What is going on?
Did he have an egg salad hat on?
Wearing an egg salad hat. So what's happening?
Have we ever had a president warring with a pope and doing it via social media, doing the dozens?
Yeah, doing the dozens with AI stuff.
God. It's just Everything is just a cartoon.
We're almost done.
Everything is a clown show. The whole world is a clown show. Anyway, so I've watched almost all of The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, is it good?
So you've had nothing to do recently.
George, she is such a fantastic actress. It's unbelievable. She's so good. Just watching the detail of her character and just the levels at which she's acting at the same time. It's like three meta levels she's having to do at the same time. It's great. I don't know why you can't, that you don't, I don't understand, first of all, how people say that women aren't funny. I don't know if that opinion is still around anymore.
I've never thought that.
She is so funny and so perfect. Okay. Anyway.
I'm glad you enjoyed
it. So I told her when she was on the show that I'd watch her program, and here I'm getting around to it 15 years later.
Is that program 15 years old?
Okay, so this is interesting. She did that show in 2004.
Wow.
For one season, and it was canceled. Well, then they brought it back in 2014, I think it was, and they did another season of it then. And then now, another 10 years later, basically, the newest and final season just came out.
Because I've been seeing it promoted on Apple TV.
Yes, it's coming up a lot in your rotation and recommended for you because they just came out with another season. So it's interesting that they're doing it 10 years apart, each of these seasons. And she's very, very good, and I'd just like to recommend it. As a good piece of work, as a counter programming to Jim Nance, people ought to check out Lisa Kudrow and The Comeback.
There you go again.
If you've had your fill of Jim Nance over the weekend, go and actually see a good performance. What was his stupid line about Rory?
The power and glory of Rory.
Okay.
See, Jim Nance, I think he will age in the way that certain Skip Bayless isms have aged, like you, the two of you especially.
That was another one we battled over.
We'll be talking about Skip Bayless, and you'll come up with some ridiculous line. And 20 years ago, we all thought it was the campiest thing we'd ever heard. Now we're kind of like, well, that's so stupid, it's funny.
You always liked Trey McDown. You always thought that was
I
good.
Gave him a little bit of credit on Trey McDown.
See?
Just because it's so cringy and eye-rolly that you can't help but smile at the cartoonish nature of it.
Instead of Cade McNown.
Yes.
Trey McDown.
Because Skip always did those nicknames unironically. Like, he thought they were just clever and not eye-rolly.
Right.
I am
same thing
Skip
with Nance.
Bayless, a.k.a. Dr. Bay.
He thinks it's clever and not eye-rolly.
Trade McDown.
Brilliant.
Now, somebody you're wrong about is Chris Berman, who was just simply clever.
I thought we had common ground on Chris Berman.
Not hilarious.
I thought you liked Chris Berman.
At least Chris Berman is self-aware. Like, he knows that he's doing nicknames that are ridiculous.
Yes.
Like,
well,
I'm Bert Behom Black Levin.
Maybe his best one.
Bert Behom Black Levin.
Genius.
That's so dumb.
That is
it's
genius.
So dumb.
Hello.
All right, the end.